And while drug and alcohol abuse cuts across all generations, it's especially damaging to the young people on whom our future depends. So tonight, from our family to yours, from our home to yours, thank you for joining us.
In high school, I was the middle man, selling crack out my pocket. I no longer felt like a little man. Was able to afford a keyboard, residue still on my hand, money in my pocket. Yeah, I'm the man. At least that's how I felt, but at the same time, I was scared. It wasn't weed that I was selling, no feel good in the air. I was selling crack and if somebody cared, they could have snitched and the police would have been aware if they had showed up there. But luckily they didn't. My mental health was in a fucked up position. So I sold my meds as a personal decision, so I could help somebody cope with them, or shit, maybe get hope with them. I was making money to buy studio equipment, nigga. Nobody ever knew, cause I didn't need a witness, nigga. Corner would've told my mama, yeah, I know my sister, nigga. If my mama knew, she would've killed me, fuck a whipping, nigga.
We have increased seizures of illegal drugs. Shortages of marijuana are now being reported. Last year alone, over 10,000 drug criminals were convicted, and nearly $250 million of their assets were seized by the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress.
Then in a few years I turned 20. I was working as a baker, paycheck was very iffy. Didn't remember when it came to hundreds, I used to have plenty. Now I was working at a stable job, pockets half empty. I wasn't feeling that, so went back to selling crack. Still baking cakes at work, no sleep when I'm on this fax. I was sitting in the dark, turned my life into a match. So I lit that bitch up, then it was no turning back. Then I had a baby girl, man, I had to stop this shit. I was not trying to be arrested by the cops and shit. Yeah, I stayed afloat, but in no fucking way I'm rich. So the crack disappeared, I found another way and shit. My talent's lucrative, so I started using them. There was more that I could do with them, felt godly like Jerusalem. I never ran from my problems, I was not a fugitive. I shut down from the world, I was not communicative.
Today, there's a new epidemic. Smokable cocaine, otherwise known as crack. It is an explosively destructive and often lethal substance which is crushing its users. It is an uncontrolled fire. And drug abuse is not a so-called victimless crime. Everyone's safety is at stake when drugs and excessive alcohol are used by people on the highways or by those transporting our citizens or operating industrial equipment.